We were quite realistic when we first started. We thought we'd only last a couple of years, so it's been an amazing achievement. We were slightly embarrassed about the 30-year anniversary because it makes us seem really old. But on the other hand, in these days, it's quite good, you know, because bands seem to come and go all the time.
In the words of Andy Fletcher, it's a great time to be in Depeche Mode. The new album, Sounds of the Universe, marks 30 years of music from the new wave veterans as they remain inspired in the studio and on stage. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. As the Sounds of the Universe becomes the tour of the universe, it's increasingly clear that Depeche Mode is no nostalgia act. But they are looking back, incorporating vintage sounds from their three-decade catalog to bolster songs from the present. The trio also returned to work with producer Ben Hillier, who helmed the 2005 album Playing the Angel. And the result is a confident and expansive album that's built on the band's industrial synth-pop blend. Continuing his role as the Depeche Mode spokesman, Andy Fletcher recently caught up with FUV's Russ Boris and shared some insight into how a veteran band stays creative, inspired, and faithful to its fans.
How was the recording of this record a little bit different than the last couple?
It wasn't really. We used the same producer, but I think we had a lot more songs available. Martin spent a whole year writing songs, and Dave as well. So we had about sort of 24 songs before we went in the studio. So just a lot more diversity, I think.
Well, there's definitely elements of some of the band's earlier work in this record, I think. You know, things that even kind of date back to A Broken Frame or Speak and Spell. There's a little ultra in there, I think. It's kind of upbeat, but in a sort of moody way.
Yeah, I mean, we used quite a few old synthesizer sounds that we haven't used for many years. And I think it is, as you described it, it's upbeat, but it's quite moody at the same time.
Now, you're talking about having a lot of songs. I mean, the band, of course, in the catalog has just an enormous number of songs. And as you head out to do this new tour, how do you build set lists when you have, you know, over 200 songs in a catalog?
It's impossible, basically. It's very hard to satisfy everyone because we're not playing a lot of people's most favorite songs. But we try our best to pick out songs from different albums. And, of course, we're playing songs off the new album as well. And, you know, we're pretty sure we've got a decent set.
That must be an interesting balance to achieve because you're not just trying to satisfy your fans, but at the same time, I mean, you guys, you're trying to keep it fresh for yourselves.
I don't know. We sort of see the whole thing as half and half, though. We see it, the whole concert as a bit of a celebration of Depeche Mode. And the fans, you know, we try and involve the fans as much as possible in the concerts. And really, they're the main reason we do these extensive tours. I was marching to the wrong drum with the wrong scum, missing out the wrong energy, using all the wrong lines and the wrong signs with the wrong intensity. I was on the wrong page of the wrong book with the wrong repetition of the wrong.
Wrong from the new Depeche Mode album, Sounds of the Universe. Check out more exclusive interviews online anytime at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.